your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be. Children, love must be your nourishment. Love your very breath. Love must be seen and heard in all, for the darkness to be
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. My goodness, I can't believe we're halfway through October, and it's the Columbus Day weekend, and I'm proud to say it's the Columbus Day weekend because I know that he did a lot for mankind in finding the islands in Bermuda and this beautiful country, which he originally thought was India. The most exciting thing that we have tonight is my guest, Frank St. James, and he's here for you. He wants to help you find out about you. He's offering mini readings tonight, and you would call and ask one question and one question only. Please be good about that because we usually do have a lot of callers. The number to call is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Frank, are you with us?
Yes, I am. And hello.
Well, hello.
Good evening. I'm always looking forward to this program because the inspiring music and trying to help people and keep calm. And we try to help each. Yeah. We try to
Explaining my barking dog because she's driving crazy. She's been outside for 2 hours and I can't get her to come in. So please excuse the barking. Okay, Frank, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, I said it was always, it's very inspirational and we're always trying to help people. And I want to mention too that the books that you've written are certainly very good at this time to read. So if you get a chance, look at the books that Elizabeth has wrote, and they're simple enough to understand, and they're very inspiring too. So
right, and you wrote a chapter in my latest one, Backstage, which just came out in April, and that talks about the energy behind the action, which we are absolutely witnessing as we go into this presidential election. The energy behind the action, what's going on behind the scenes, except this is written from a spiritual aspect about what happens with your own personal energy and how we create our own reality. And I just think that's a fascinating subject, don't you, Frank? It's really hard to believe that our thoughts manifest and that our lives that we live are mirrors of our thoughts. Don't you think that's amazing?
I not only that, I've always felt that way. And I always felt that people should really listen when somebody is speaking. And really listen, because if you're in a position to vote for certain personalities, look in their background, see what they've done for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter which side you're on, but just make sure that they fulfilled what they were saying that they would do.
And the other thing is, Frank, that we don't do is listen to our gut reaction. Our gut feeling reaction comes from our soul and is really a wonderful signal. It's a natural body signal. And I know that years ago, before we had all this kind of communication, that they went by the wind, by the sound, and by their gut feeling reactions. By the way, Frank, we do have a caller for you. Her name is Julia, and she was born September 16th, 1961, and she's from Florida. Oh, my goodness, I wish I was there right now. But, of course, you're on the beach, even though it's in New Jersey. I imagine it's a little cold. Hello, Julia, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Do you have a question for Frank?
Yes, please. I wanted to see if there are any insights around potential employment opportunities coming up for me, or any guidance, just kind of getting myself back out there.
Well, the thing right now is, especially, and I'm sure Elizabeth will go into it a little more later, but we have finally loosened up in certain categories. Capricorn is business and careers, and it's finally opened up, and a lot of people are looking at what they've done so far and what's coming up for them as it changes. Everything seems to be changing. You're in a very good position right now. And I feel within the next 5 to 6 weeks that you have made a decent decisions on where you want to go. You'll probably have 2 or 3 opportunities. But I would really check and listen to what's going on with corporations and businesses. I know a lot of them are not particularly going to come back the way they were before, and we're going to have to change. And change is good right now. And I like what's coming up for you. You seem to be more methodical, and I like that feeling about you. And look at the next We're going into a Mercury retrograde soon. And sometimes, looking back at what other jobs that you might have went to, interviews, they might come through for you. So I would go back and review what you had some aspirations for, and I think you're going to be very pleased.
Where are you from in Florida, Julia?
I'm Central Florida, out by Disney area.
Oh, so you're up by Orlando in that area. And what was your what is your expertise? You're a Virgo. You could do about anything.
Well, I've done like office support type work in the past, but I haven't been employed for quite a while. I was a homemaker, and then I've gone through a divorce, and so I'm sort of starting over.
Well, let me tell you something. These next 3 weeks until Election Day, Mercury is retrograde. This is the time when you need to revise, review, and renew. The three R's. Revise, review, and renew. And make a decision about what you would like to do. And then write your resume. This isn't the time to apply for work, not until about after the 9th of November. And that's going to be the time that you'll go job hunting and get something. And we have an eclipse at the end of November on the 30th. We also have another one in December. So I would say certainly, I'm going to say before the December eclipse, you should have a job because you're Virgo and you're towards the end of Virgo. And we are at the end of the Saturn in Capricorn, which trines you and will bring you work and responsibility. Meditate on this for the next 3 weeks. See the job coming. Thank Spirit for your job. And thank Spirit for the support from the universe. And I'm sure you'll get what you need.
Awesome. And well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Believe me, it's the one of those times that show changes.
Yep.
And you have the skills, really, at the right time. I don't feel a lot of people have given up. And they can't accept the challenge, but you're at the right time. And like Elizabeth said, those things are changing for you. They're coming in. There's opportunities, and you're at the right time.
And Julia, always go with the astrology because it never lies. So good luck to you, and please let us know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And we also, Frank, you have somebody else. You're a wanted man tonight. We have Christine, and she's born July 21st, 1954, Connecticut.
Nice. And even, you know, I received the emails with the monthly readings that are very, very useful, especially at this time.
Well, thank you, Christina. So, Frank, do you have something?
Yes.
Oh, Christina, I'm sorry. What is your question for Frank?
Okay, well, it's on the same lines as Julia's. I had a very promising professional start last March. Mm-hmm. And okay, well, just it was for the short ride. And
what
now I'm wondering what's going to happen next, because I thought I was going to remain in that position, and I don't know, decisions were made, and here I am looking again, and I would like to know what to expect.
What was your position, Christine?
I was a supervisor. I work in education. I was supervising an area in special education for a big school district here. And I was replacing somebody, but that person resigned, and I thought I was going to remain in the position.
But it's always political. It's always political.
Yeah, I know.
Frank, do you have something for Christine?
Yes, I'd say don't look at this as a problem right now, more of a good change for you. So I have to be optimistic, because I do feel that around you. And you wouldn't be calling if you didn't feel something going on. And I just feel that in the next 3 to 4 weeks, there's a really good change for you. And I think even in that where you were working, there's some political stuff going on there that some people are going to be out.
Yep.
That were calling this type of thing that they thought was the right moves. So I would hold on. You're going to be back, and you might have another opportunity. This is going to surprise you, but you might have an opportunity because you're good at what you do.
And you
amen. I know.
Okay, so,
and but
Christine,
you
so
know,
you
I would like
hang in
to
there.
Remain
Christine.
At this level of work. You know, I've wore a lot of different hats, but I would like to kind of like supervisor, director. You know, I'm prepared for that and more. And I was really disappointed. So you think that I have the opportunity to go back to the same place I
He did
left
not
off?
Say that. He said the same area. He did not say the same place or the same job. But I do feel that something better is coming, perhaps in a little bit, with a little bit of a different angle from your area. And I think it's coming pretty soon. I also think the girl that they picked to replace you won't work out. So you need to wait. And keep in touch and keep checking.
Okay, well, thank you so much for, you know, for the optimism. And, yeah, I hope to hear. I put out some applications, so I hope
good,
to hear
good.
Something soon. But,
it will
you know,
be
with,
after,
the, with
after,
the virus
after
and
election
the COVID
day.
And everything is so uncertain. And sometimes I have the impression that they are not hiring.
Christine, it will be after Election Day, not before. So in these 3 weeks, do your renew, review, and replace. That's what you need to do. Because nothing's going to really open up until after the 5th of November. That's the astrology. They may call you in for an interview, but I don't think that there'll be work until after Election Day. Mercury retrogrades on Tuesday. Anyhow, keep us posted, please, and thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay, thank you so much. Many blessings to all. Bye-bye.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we need to take a break to listen to our weekly cosmic tip. And we'll be back as Frank talks to Kathy after this message.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 12th through October 18th, 2020. This promises to be a difficult week with Mercury going retrograde, along with 3 squares and an opposition. Monday is a good day to communicate in relationships, but hold off on anything carved in stone decisions because Mercury is turning retrograde tomorrow, October 13th through November 3rd, which is Election Day. The last time Mercury ended his retrograde cycle on Election Day was the Bush-Gore election, and that went into the Supreme Court. Please hold high good thoughts for a fair and accurate election this year, minus the deception and drama which we've all had about enough of. The retrograde cycle starts in Scorpio to help you go deeper emotional levels for healing and deep connections with your relationships. On the 27th, Mercury will back into Libra to help review relationships in a warm and loving way, because Libra represents balance and warm and loving and patience. So be careful with your conversations in the meantime. The once-a-year Sun-Mars opposition is Tuesday, October 13th, along with Mercury turning retrograde. This generates disagreements, hostility, and adversity. Mars is close to the Earth at this time, and it is the most competitive when it is. This is demonstrated with all the political shenanigans going on, especially around the Supreme Court appointment. Mercury retrogrades that evening, and because it's in Scorpio, conversations will revolve around reviewing past hurts. Along with that comes mudslinging, negative campaign statements, and ads, as well as misunderstandings, and lots of nastiness and hurtful sarcasm. More negativity comes on Thursday, October 15th, with a Sun-Pluto square combined with ego conflicts, crisis, and destructive behavior. Thankfully, the new moon is in Libra on Friday, October 18th, and it's a highly charged new moon. It's opposed by Mars moving retrograde in Aries and making a serious challenge to Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn. This creates an abundance of planets and action signs, and they all want attention simultaneously, but in different directions. The new moon is in peaceful Libra, and it will go a long way to counteract some of these conflicts. It transmits a double energy moon-sun blast of energy, offering you the best chance of the year to strike a balance in both business and personal relationships, as well as with any legal matters. You can be assertive yet diplomatic. You can be open to new ideas yet practical, but do not lose yourself in the process. A sacred Sabian symbol for this new moon is a butterfly with a third wing on the left side. Meditate on this for your personal meeting. It represents the ability to develop for inner strengthening, new modes of responses to basic life situations, extra color along with feminine softness. Given the challenges in the world, it's important to raise consciousness above that third dimensional level of thinking that created the problems in this transformational cosmic dance that we're all in right now. Saturday supports deeper level conversations and projections that require your solitary focus. Sunday brings a dip in the energies. With the Sun-Saturn square, it brings delays, tests, and challenges. Don't let it get too dark for you. Keep that light shining. The challenges are early in the day and late in the evening, with the rest of the day holding favorable but quick emotional aspects. Sunday will be a difficult day to get things going, so take a deep breath, don't force any issues, and know the difference between what is real and what is illusion. Take a tip from the Libra moon and use moderation in all things. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back. And I just want you to know that my guest is Frank St. James, and we are taking personal calls to ask your own personal question. The number to call is 862-684-9... The number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, the number to call Frank and to ask him his question is 888-627-6008. Well, there we are, Frank, and Kathy has been waiting a while. She's born on September 15th, 1962. She's from Delaware. Hello, Kathy. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate your call. And please ask Frank his question. Your question?
Frank, I lost my daughter 3 years ago. I lost my brother this week. Things have been in a turmoil. I wanted to know if you had any kind of message for me.
What's her name and your brother's name? Your daughter's name?
My daughter was Geraldine, and my brother was John.
John. What have you
and
got for
my
her,
daughter
Frank?
Went by Jerry. That was what she liked to be called.
Okay.
Now, did you say your brother's in a coma?
No, he passed over.
Died. He died this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a very big relief from him. He wants you to know that he was somewhat aware of what was going on, too. And
okay.
And your daughter was with him. Now,
oh, that's
when did
nice.
Your, when did, is your mother still here or she passed?
She passed too.
Okay, because I feel your mother was very instrumental in calming him down. And
that makes sense.
And the message he wants you to send, he's saying, thank you for everything, and I love you, and I always will. And I'm not having any discomfort. I don't know what's ahead of me right now, but right now I just feel more at peace than I did a long time, and I want you to know that. And he's going to try and send you a message. So it'll probably be something when you're not expecting it.
And it'll probably be around Halloween, because that's when we have the veil thinnest. Right, Frank? During the Halloween time, the veil is the thinnest, and the other people from the other side can contact us easier.
Well, that's true. And right now, I just feel that she has enough of really beautiful spirits on the other side that are coming together for her and giving her comfort. Believe me, he's doing good. He says he is, and he just wants you to know, and he's going to be around here and there, and you'll definitely get a message from him. You know, he's very protective, too. He's very protective.
He had Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Well, that's always a relief.
Yes, but he didn't take the organic part of that with him. So there are blank spots here and there, but right now he's back to normal.
And he only passed away a week ago. He needs some time to process, Frank, because sometimes you're not contacted for up to 6 months because you have to process being on the other side. But something is coming in for you, Kathy.
Well, Kathy,
I was kind of hoping that my daughter would have a message. This is my son's birthday, and I was kind of hoping she'd have something for him.
You are in trouble.
I feel with her that she keeps showing me a ring. Is that important?
I have to think about that one. I'm not totally certain.
Yeah, there's something about a ring, and she feels that the energy around this ring, and once you touch it, you're going to feel a message coming through. I really feel very strong about your son and her and your mom. And it's really peaceful. Sometimes people come together, bring it together, the spirit, very soon. Sometimes, like Elizabeth said, it takes a while. But right now I'm feeling really good with them coming through. She would like you to keep, she said, be strong and keep the prayers coming, because we're so in love, sending you love and letting you know that we're at peace. So that's
so it's
our
like
message,
a family reunion, and she's also saying that she likes who your guides are. Your guides are higher vibration than your family, of course, but she says she likes your guides and that you have a special angel. And did you know that you had a special angel?
No, I didn't.
Well, you do.
I talk to my guides, but I really don't know them.
Well, if you meditate some more, if you really start to meditate, you'll get to open up to who they are, and they'll identify. They may not do it overtly, but you'll know they're there. You'll know that the universe is supporting you, and she's assuring you of that, and that's good.
Okay.
So thank you so much for calling Let's Find Out, Kathy.
Thank you.
Frank
Thank you
and
so
I
much.
Send you our blessings. Let not your heart be troubled. Okay.
You.
So we're going to move on. Frank, you have another caller. Her name is Arlene. She's born April 4th, 1945, and she's from our favorite place, Long Island, New York. Hi, Arlene.
Oh, beautiful.
I hope you don't mind my joke.
Hello, Frank. Hello, Elizabeth.
Good to talk
to you. How are
you both? Oh, we're good. Can you ask Frank your question, please?
Yes. I'd like to know, a number of years ago, it was actually May 25th, 2016, I had a break-in in my home, and they stole my jewelry and a lot of cash. I was wondering if you could tell me who did it and if they'll ever be caught.
I feel it was at random, and there's something about a thief. They could go by a few houses and pick the right one out. There's something with their sixth sense. So I don't feel that you're going to get they'll be coming through for you. They'll be caught. I do feel that this person is in jail.
Oh, okay.
And he was caught on the about a year after he had broken into your house.
Okay.
And they finally put him away. Hopefully they're not going to let them out like they've been doing.
But I'm also feeling something else, Arlene. I'm feeling that some of your items might inadvertently turn up and the police may come and ask you if they're yours through
that
investigation. I also feel there were three people involved. One may have committed the robbery, but there were two more involved. And you'll get some word probably within the next 6 months. It's not going to be too soon, but into next year, into 2021. But let us know if that happens, Arlene.
Oh, I definitely will. Can you tell me, did the people know me, or was it random?
No, it was random. Frank said it was
random,
and it was random. Okay. They were drug people. And
oh, my goodness.
So anyway, thank you for calling, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. God bless both of you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time to take our half-hour break. And Frank and I are waiting for you to call in, and we'll be back after the messages. Again, the number to call is 888-627-6008. And we'll be back after the messages.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
just being kind, and peace begins. We change the world in subtle ways. A word of praise, and peace begins. Don't look for peace in far-off lands. It happens here where we are living. And all it takes is our forgiving. It has to start with you and me. We tell the truth, we play it fair, we learn to care, and peace begins. A helping hand, a friendly smile. A promise made, a promise kept. We say we will, and so we do it. We take a vow and then renew it. A handshake is our guarantee. We try to find, when tensions rise, a common ground. This is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through, then peace will come, because it's true. Without a sound, the battle's done, the war is won, and peace begins. Hi,
this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was my dear friend Elizabeth Hepburn singing And Peace Begins. And that beautiful song was written by an American Indian, and I think today is Indigenous Day, is it not? So I played him Let Peace Begin, and he was talking about this country and all that everybody went through to establish it. And he decided to write Let Peace Begin. And it's Jonathan Trueblood. He's a wonderful pianist and musician from New York City. It's just beautiful. So Frank St. James is here with me tonight. And we were just talking about the next time he's going to be on, which is going to be on All Saints Day. So we're going to have the saint come on All Saints Day, November 1st. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Well, I'm excited because I wanted you to talk to us about how Saturn's going to move into Aquarius and things are going to lighten up. Tell us what's coming in the weeks ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
Frank? Oh, my goodness. Well?
Sorry, my earphones went out.
Yes, going into Aquarius is very interesting. I have a moon in zero Aquarius. It just went in when I was born. And I've had so many interesting things happen, changes happen all of a sudden. And going into areas where people don't normally go into. And
that's through your work.
My work has been very diverse, let me put it that way. And I learned how to compartmentalize them. And so when they need some, when I pick up some new information, I go into that particular category. And it does help. I think we were talking about handwriting.
Before. Yes, I wanted you to tell people how you do that. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. I took a course from a very interesting lady. Well, it went over about 2 months, and she was very insightful. I did take a 2-year course out of Chicago for handwriting analysis, but I learned also handwriting to help people. And so I want to give something. I hope these people, some people are still handwriting, doing cursive. If you have feel that things are out of control right now, or you want to bring back some control, write straight up. It'll bring your focus on control. You'll just naturally feel it. You know, write something where maybe write 8 or 10 sentences, but write it straight up. And the other
Make sure that those T's are crossed with a straight line, not a curved line up or a curved line down, but a straight line, as well as write it straight up. Right, Frank? That gives it more strength?
If you're going to write T-bars, you can slant them up, but they got to touch a stem. And that's enthusiastic. That means you're really going towards what goals you're going for. Now there's another thing, taking control. It's an umbrella effect. So you do curve the upper stem in an umbrella effect and touch the stem of the T-bar. Mm-hmm. If you notice that it's going the other way,
that's curving upwards.
It's like curving umbrella in a different direction. You know, it means that you're not in control.
An upside down umbrella.
So this will bring you back. There's two things that will bring you back, and that's writing straight up, and the other is the T-bar effect. The umbrella means like it looks like an umbrella outline on the top, and that is control. If the umbrella is upside down, that's looking control. So you can correct different things in your psyche by very simple means.
And the straight line is building your strength, giving you more strength. Whereas the umbrella
line,
getting stronger.
Long as it's straight and it's in, if it's curved up and it's still hopping, it's still touching the stem, it means that you're going to reach what you're after. It'll give you more enthusiasm to do that.
That's really neat. And then, of course, you do your detective work like you were doing with Arlene tonight. And that's good, the psychic detective. And I know you've helped thousands of people with that.
We actually solved a murder case in Providence, Rhode Island, years ago, through the handwriting, believe it or not.
Wow,
and it was a man that killed his wife, but everybody thought about him. He had greenhouses and used to play this beautiful music for his plants, and she didn't like the music. After a while, she started changing it, and it annoyed him to the point where
he finally killed her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now, why? I said, give me a sample of his handwriting, because they knew he did it, but he was very calm all the time. So I looked at his handwriting, and the T-bars come down like a 45-degree angle, like an arrow. And I said, this man is capable of a really bad temper. And I said, print out questions for him and let him write it in handwriting. And that's how they got him to finally break down. And it looked like after the questions, each question, there was a emotional showing in his handwriting. So it looked like wind going through a wheat field as they asked him question. It was better than a polygraph. And they finally nailed him.
Oh, that's great. That. Well, Frank, I know you're going to be back with us on November 1st, and I would like you to give your phone number out to others so that they can reach you in the meantime.
Yeah. So my phone number is
862-684-1904. And of course, we always have his number here at Let's Find Out if you need to check. He's also on the website new-visions.com. Thank you for being with us tonight, Frank, and we look forward to you coming back soon.
And thank you, Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. We have some tough times ahead of us in the next 3 weeks, and I just want to give you a short message. Please choose love and choose compassion and provide yourself with self-love and humanity. Pray for the humanity self-love to ascend, to come down to us. We are moving into a lighter state of consciousness because Saturn and Pluto both move into Aquarius, as well as Jupiter, in December. So things will start looking up at that time and getting a bit easier. It has been a very tough year. We are in the middle of ascension, and we are going to have to ascend whether we want to or not. So why not participate in it and choose to clear your anger, your rage, your fear, and your stress? Clear them by feeling them and then letting them go. We have unity to undergo. You need to realize that whatever happens to you happens to everyone, and start with compassion. And how will you respond to that? We are split between the third and the fifth dimension, but this energy is pouring in, and you will really feel the galactic energy on the winter solstice, which is December 21st and 22nd. We're having an upgrade, and we're moving into more light. No, nothing can harm you. You are not alone. And just begin to nurture yourself and build yourself up and build your strength for what we will be going through in the next few weeks. And we have a very special, wonderful meditation tonight. I wrote it in January along with Richard Shulman. He has provided the music, and it should help with any kind of ailment that you're feeling or with COVID. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's always a pleasure to be with all of you, and it's time to get ready for the meditation. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel.
Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As a widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. Is called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see. interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.
Thank you.